Sports Day for Kia. Kia's open season. All now with match-winning deals. And Nutrien Finance. Nutrien Finance have packages to suit your needs.
Welcome to Sports Day here on this Monday. Carl Langdon and Paul Hazelby with you. The AFL Grand Final slot has been confirmed. It continues at 2:30 Eastern Standard Time. Paul Hazelby, happy about that?
No, not really. I wanted to go to the Twilight Grand Final. I know you like it where it is because you like to get home and then head out for dinner, but I think it's only a matter of time. I think the AFL have been over there on another Super Bowl mission, but I think for now it stays, but in the future, Carl, it will happen.
Yeah, well, I hope I'm looking up from... or down from the sky. Maybe I'm going under the earth. Who knows where I'm going to end up. AFLW Freo thrash West Coast. Gee, they were really good. And Kiara Bowers, magnificent.
Too big, too strong, and more season. It was always going to happen. I think the recruiting from the West Coast Eagles, probably not where they wanted it to be. They missed out on a lot of star players, but work to do. I can't see the West Coast Eagles winning a game, unfortunately, Carl.
Nor can I. Bryce Cotton, NBL MVP for the second time.
Yeah, they got it right. Great to see. He's one of the all-time greats now of the Perth Wildcats. I still think Ricky Grace is ahead of him because of longevity, but he's now joined Scott Fisher as a two-time MVP, and good to see Nick Kay also included in the first five.
Correct, first star five. And WA girls winning the WNCL for the very first time. Congratulations to Nicole Bolton, who was magnificent in that. There's so much more to talk about, but we will do that as the show rolls on. We're here for Kia. It's their open season with match-winning deals and Australia's best 7-year warranty right across the range.
Sports Day for Kia. Kia's open season. All now with match-winning deals. And Nutrien Finance. Nutrien Finance have packages to suit your needs. The Dig. Dial before you dig. The essential first step.
We love a good dig on this program. Paul Hazelby, what have you got?
We love a good sledge too, and it did occur in the AFLW, and I absolutely love it. And to all those out there that didn't like it, well, you need to get in the bin. Have a listen to this. This was from Collingwood defender Stacey Livingston. She's talking about Taylor Harris and how good she is in the air.
This is year four, so I'd like to know that I'd like to think that I know how to play on her already. But you just got to stop her in the air. That's her game. And if you can do that, she's useless.
She's useless. I love those comments because what it is, it's putting the AFLW on the front page everywhere around Australia. And there's a great rivalry that's gone on between Livingston and Taylor Harris. And I don't disagree with her comments because Taylor Harris is one of the best marks in the game. But when the ball does hit the ground, she becomes a little bit irrelevant. Wouldn't call her exactly useless, but I think this is great for the game, Carl.
Well, it
you
depends.
Lived and thrived on
it
these sledges.
It depends, though, how far you go. Now, I don't call that as being a over-the-top sledge, and the response from Taylor Harris on her tweeter is a lion never loses sleep over the opinions of a sheep.
Is she talking about Stacey there, or is she talking about some of the trolls that may have jumped on this situation? Because we do remember she was the player that was involved in the Kicks Like a Girl picture that was taken last year. But you know, those comments are around all the time, aren't they? I experienced it, I reckon, from every coach in the league. They would have said to their players, Paul Hazelby, make sure you stop him on the inside, but then exploit him on the outside because he's useless, he's slow. I just think it's fantastic for the game that they can have this sort of rivalry. Let's not stop it.
No, let's not stop it. But I don't think that's going over the top anyway. I mean, all she's done is saying that how she controlled her and what she thought of her. She said if you stop her run at the ball, this is what she said as well, if you can stop her airily, she doesn't do all that much. It's my fourth year playing on her, so I kind of know how to play it. It's really satisfying. So it's not just that one bit that's been pulled out and pumped up. It's because she's called her useless. Now, on that particular day, she held her to 6 disposals, 2 marks. She had no influence on the match, and she was virtually useless. So all she was stating the bleeding obvious, to be totally honest, Hayes.
And then you see all the headlines, though. That's what annoys me, too. And I know you can't control the media, but what do you think the headlines were, Carl? Do you think they had context in it, or do you think they just went, she's useless? That's what the media actually put out there in the
but
public
they always do that,
domain.
Right? They always do
Is
that.
Is it right? Because we want this from the players. We would love an AFL player. Imagine if an AFL player said that about Josh Kennedy when the ball hits the ground. I think that would be great for the game, build up a rivalry. That's what we want. We don't want to shoot it down every time it happens in the public domain. But I know it was a big weekend in the AFLW. I'm happy for that. A record, Carl, attendance record, 35,000 here at Optus Stadium, but across the weekend, 67,018. And I know you'd be real pleased with this. 7,000 people on the Gold Coast to their first game. You're giving the Gold Coast a hard time. Do you think with those numbers, they can build something?
Yeah, well, obviously they can, but maybe they're more excited about the girls' game than the men's because the men's are crap.
And they got to win.
There you go. I called them useless. Did I call them useless? Did I call the men useless? Will I be on the front page tomorrow? No, bet you I'm not.
Have they been useless? Yes, they've been really poor.
They've been terrible, mate. There's been blokes leave. I mean, they sacked the bloke who was doing a pretty good job as coaching Guy McKenna because the players weren't behaving themselves because they're off doing other things recreationally. Anyway, we don't want to go there, do we? Nah, we don't want to go there. We'll just roll on. Don't dig yourself into a hole. Lodge a free dial before you dig inquiry. We'll be back after this with a Macca's Summer of Sport update.
Sports Day for Kia. Kia's open season. All now with match-winning deals. And Nutrien Finance. Nutrien Finance have packages to suit your needs.
Time for a Macca's Summer of Sport update. Macca's minigames are here. You can play and win every time. And a man who has won is Jamie Cripps, a country boy. And he has signed on with the West Coast Eagles for another 3 years and joins us here on Sports Day. Welcome, Crippo. How are you?
Yeah, going well. Thanks for having me.
27. You'll be, what, 30 by the time you get to the end of your next contract?
Yeah, I think it'll be 31. So, yeah, getting old. But, yeah. Happy to sign on for a 3-year extension and, exciting times ahead.
Pretty good decision to come back from St Kilda and work, I think, firstly under Worsfold. But Adam Simpson, he's been your coach for most part of your career, particularly when you really have blossomed. What is it about him that has brought the best out of you as a player?
Oh, he just lets you play freely. He lets you have a crack and play to your strengths and... Yeah, he's a really good person, so he's been massive for me.
Are you a better player with Willy Rioli in the team or out of the team? You're going to find out this year, particularly early in the season, and how do you cover such a player like that?
Yeah, obviously, if he's not around, it's going to be a massive loss. He's a freak, and he can do things that some boy or most boys can't do, so... it's going to be tough to fill his position, but we have got a few younger players coming through, like Jared Cameron and Jake Waterman can even play in there as well. So, there are boys there that can take that spot.
Does it change your role at all, Cripsy?
No, I'd be pretty similar, I would have thought. It won't change my role too much.
I know it's only a number, but 147 games under your belt, 3 away from 150, and life membership at the West Coast Eagles, that'd mean something to you, wouldn't it, mate?
Touch wood. Get 3 games out this year, and that'd be awesome achievement. Wouldn't have thought coming from St Kilda that I'd get 150 games out and a premiership with West Coast. So, obviously stoked and...
I just want to know how distracting your good mate Mark Lecrae has been to you because he's retired. He's probably now trying to educate you on how to kick goals, given that he's working down in the purple jumper these days. A little bit of banter going on between you blokes because I know you've been out hunting for a few of those seafood delicacies lately.
I actually painted my floats purple for him. he's always on the phone trying to find out what I'm doing. I think he gets bored a bit now in retirement. It's always good. He's got the new boat there. So whenever he needs someone to go out with, I'm always keen to put my hand up and go out in his nice new boat.
I think it was only just last week, or at least in the last week and a half, that you went out and caught yourself a nice big fat jewfish. Obviously, as a young West Australian who's grown up along our coastline, it's something you enjoy.
Love fishing, love surfing. Obviously, good to find other stuff away from footy that you enjoy and hobbies and stuff like that. So, anything to do with the ocean, I try and do most weeks.
Jamie Cripps there for Macca's Mini Games. They're here. You can play and win daily for food prizes only on the My Macca's app. And Nutrien Finance have packages to suit your needs. Back with more after this.
Sports Day for Kia. Kia's open season. All now with match-winning deals. And Nutrien Finance. Nutrien Finance have packages to suit your needs.
Welcome back to Sports Day. Boost your sales with the Australian-made logo, australianmade.com.au/apply. And Nicole Bolton joins us, victorious in the WNCL for the very first time, our WA girls. Nicole, congratulations. How are you feeling?
Yeah, thank you very much. As you can hear, I've lost my voice. So, it was a decent night celebrating our first title win. And, we've all woken up feeling pretty good about ourselves today.
I tell you what, early, though, after you post a very good score, they got themselves going and they're a couple down for just over 100. But once you girls got going, I know why you've lost your voice. There was all the squealing out on the field.
Yeah, I think there was a couple of moments throughout the match where we were pretty nervous. I mean, that opening partnership, those two young girls and Trenerman and Darko going really well. And I think for us to break that, we really changed the momentum. And, yeah, we had to stay pretty upbeat as a fielding here. So I think there's a few girls that have lost their voices to yesterday.
It's a team game, but you were outstanding. 67, you came in too when the team was in trouble, and then 3 for 34 off your 10 wickets. You must be super proud of yourself, because for yourself individually, it's been a pretty tough 12 months.
Yeah, it has. And I think, I sort of look back on the season, and I had a bit of a terrible time over in England during the Ashes. I didn't perform the way that I would have liked for Australia. And, you know, I really set my mind on coming back into this WA group and in this environment and, getting some fun back into my cricket. And I think, the WA group always welcomes me back with open arms, and to be able to play a bit of a big role for this group this season has been awesome. And to win the title, I think there's no better feeling at the moment.
Nicole, do you still harbour ambitions to get back into the Australian team, and do you believe that you can do that?
Oh, that's a really great question. I think, when I sort of reflected on that Ashes and coming back and playing cricket, I was trying to take out that pressure of playing to get selected. And I think as soon as I've done that, I've just been able to relax a little bit more and enjoy my cricket. And, you know, whatever happens in the future happens. I think I'm sitting pretty comfortably at the moment with, where I'm at. And, hopefully those sort of decisions get taken out of my hand.
You're a true all-rounder now, aren't you? Hey, you're taking wickets, you're making runs.
I liken to put all-rounder. No, I don't. Look, I think it's a term used pretty lightly. I know everyone sort of gives me a little bit of stick as being an off-spinner, but I, probably turn 1 in 100 balls. But everyone keeps playing for the turn, mate. I mean, how hard is it? If it's on the stumps, just defend it.
Yeah, but you're taking wickets. And the thing is that when I look at your economy rate and compare that against some of the mainstream bowlers, not only in the one-day international competition, but your domestic competition, your numbers are stacking up.
Yeah, I think it's just been something over the last few years, in particular the shorter format and Big Bash. I play quite a dominant role with the ball, and I've really tried to take that into my 50-over cricket and sort of adapt to that format. And, Chloe Papari entrusts me in some, big moments in the games and the power plays, and, that's something that I really love. I love the contest. Most of the time, I think when you're sort of batting and bowling, you always feature in the game, and that's what I like to be doing.
Nicole Bolton there with Nutrien Finance on your team. You'll reach your business goals faster. We'll come back with Mark Hayes next.
Sports Day for Kia. Kia's open season. All now with match-winning deals. And Nutrien Finance. Nutrien Finance have packages to suit your needs.
Carl Langdon and Paul Hazelby with you here for Sports Day. Get into Golf Seniors, a free 5-week beginner program. And Golf Australia's Mark Hayes joins us with an update. Welcome, Hazy.
It's been another massive weekend for Australian golf. I sort of feel like I'm on repeat saying that to you, but it just seems that we've got good things happening all the time at the moment.
We do. This time, Adam Scott, he won the Genesis Invitational, his 14th win in his career, and he went at 11 under. What a terrific performance by Adam Scott.
Pretty unbelievable, really. He's won nearly 30 times worldwide now, and there's barely been 1 year since he turned pro. I think twice since he turned pro, maybe, that he hasn't won in a calendar year, and he's already kicked off 2020. And for the first time in 4 years, almost wins on the PGA Tour. But as you said there, he's the 14th time on tour, which is a phenomenal number of events. And most importantly for him, it takes him up into the top 10 in the world for the first time in 3 years. So he's back to number 7. And, just one of those remarkable wins. I think it's the course, I understand it's the course that he rates the most in the United States. So it all fell into place for him today. Magnificent flops on the 15th when he was really under the gun to set it up, and then just hanging on the last couple of holes. So
just hats off. It's just been a remarkable few weeks. If you think about his win at the PGA Championship in Australia, since then we've had a win on the Asian Tour, two wins on the European Tour, and now three wins on the PGA Tour on the men's side. It's just unbelievable.
Wayne Ormsby, Cam Smith, Lucas Herbert, Mark Leishman and Minwoo Lee last week. Are we overachieving or underachieving here in Australian golf, do you believe, Mark?
that's a ripping question. I like to think that we're doing what we could and should, but on a realistic scale, you think this is a a red letter couple of months for us. It doesn't happen very often that we win twice in succession, let alone, as you mentioned there, six times in the space of 5 or 6 weeks. It's just got a flag sort of all over the place on the leaderboards. It's amazing. I'm actually blown away. If we had we could go through a PGA Tour season and not see an Aussie win. So to have three by the time we've chalked up 6 weeks of golf, it's unbelievable.
What about on the women's side of the ledger? Of course, the last time that we spoke to you, you were in Adelaide in advance of the Women's Australian Open, and Imbie Park got the job done.
Yeah, and look, we would love to have seen Minji Lee or Hannah Green get the chocolates there. There's no doubt about that. But what we've got is one of the all-time great names of women's golf. In fact, all forms of golf salute and get her name on a trophy that we love and cherish. So it doesn't get much better than that unless you're, you know, helping or getting Australian over the line. Imbie Park turned it on. She was very forthright and emotional in press conferences before the tournament, saying she needed to win a couple of times to fulfil her Olympic ambitions later this year. And she's got to win twice, according to her maths, to do that. And she's done it once here in Adelaide. She's got her eye on a couple others that she doesn't normally play as well, leading up to the deadline of selection in late June. So it was awesome. Honestly, I hadn't watched her play in person, and to see her do it and just control the field, just sort of keep them at arm's length when the whips were cracking, it was unbelievable. It was great stuff.
Mark Hayes, get into Golf Seniors, a free beginner program. You visit golf.org.au/get-into-golf. We'll come back with the Daily Roundup next.
Sports Day for Kia. Kia's open season. All now with match-winning deals. And Nutrien Finance. Nutrien Finance have packages to suit your needs.
What have you got to finish off with in the Daily Roundup, Hayes?
One of the biggest battles over the last 10 years, I reckon. Alligator Blood up against Catalyst in the CS Hayes. What about that contest? Toe-to-toe all the way up the straight. Can't wait for the next race, the Guineas. Will Parker, I think we found our next Shane Warne, Carly. 17-year-old leg spinner from Victoria. Bowled 38 overs in this game. 4 for 89 from 38 overs. That is unbelievable. What about the 15-year-old who scored for Adelaide United, Mohamed Touré? 15 he is. He's playing in the A-League and he scored. And if you were to do the 5 kilometre and beat the record, Carl, 5 kilometre race, how many seconds do you reckon you would beat it by, or somebody would beat it by?
12.
12 seconds. It was smashed across the weekend by Ugandan Joshua Cheptegei. He smashed it by 27 seconds, would you believe? He's been wearing those Nike Vaporflies, those shoes. I'd love to have a pair of those Nike Vaporflies. 27 seconds.
Well, go and buy some.
That is unbelievable.
You can afford it. Go and buy some, Hayes, and see how they go and let me know. And a big win by Kerry Madsen. World Series Sprint Cars are going to be on this weekend, Friday, Saturday, down at the Perth Motorplex at Bunbury. He won the round, but I tell you what, there was a huge prang. Andrew Priolo went over the fence. He tore a part over the concrete barrier.
Is he all right?
Into the fence. He's okay. I can't believe it, though. When you see these blokes hit the fence, you just realise how fast they're going. So well done to Kerry Madsen for winning that race. And thankfully, he's okay, Andrew Priolo, and will be racing on the weekend. Nutrien Finance have got packages to suit your needs. Hayes and I will be back from 6 o'clock tomorrow. We'll see you then.